This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community. From Los Angeles, California to Joy 94.9, this is LA Spins, the weekly entertainment show on everything that's hot in LA and Hollywood. Now, here's your host, Peter Reynolds.
Is Adele engaged? Rumor has it, after she walked the red carpet at the 2022 Brit Awards wearing a massive diamond ring on that finger. She took home the award for Best British Song for Easy On Me and Album of the Year for 30. She also performed I Drink Wine. Well, I guess neither her preferred beverage or relationship is on the rocks. Pete Davidson referred to Kim Kardashian as his girlfriend for the first time. Yep. When asked if his heightened fame had led to a more fun lifestyle, Davidson said, quote, "Most of my days I'm either showing up to a set or hanging with friends or my girlfriend. I just hang and chill so I don't do much," unquote. Hey, Pete, don't you have a ferry to move? The Power of the Dog and Dune led the Oscar nominations, with Dog receiving 12 nominations and Dune 10. The only first-time acting nominee in the Best Actor and Actress categories was Kristen Stewart for Spencer, for her portrayal of Lady Diana Spencer. The biggest acting snub was Lady Gaga for House of Gucci. She was robbed. That's right, Gaga. Cardi B has made her 3-year-old daughter Culture's Instagram account private after finding her page has been flooded with hateful messages. Cardi said, quote, "I'm going to lock her page. I don't know what the f*** is going on, but I hope y'all moms die for giving birth to you ho-ass weirdos," unquote. Culture has 2.3 million Instagram followers. Let that sink in. Snoop Dogg now owns Death Row, the record label that launched his career 30 years ago. He scooped it up from Blackstone Investment Firm and MNRK Music Group, which went into bankruptcy in 2006. Meanwhile, label co-founder Suge Knight is serving 28 years in prison for voluntary manslaughter. Suge, now known as Bubba's Bitch. Kanye West is once again lashing out at his estranged wife Kim Kardashian amid a public feud about their daughter North's presence on TikTok. He took to Instagram to share screenshots of text messages with Kardashian's cousin showing support over his displeasure of North, 8, being on TikTok without his consent. Does everything have to be posted? Yeezus! South Korean drama All of Us Are Dead had a phenomenal debut on Netflix in its first week, with 26 times the average series demand, making it the fourth most in-demand new series. The show, a teen thriller set during a zombie apocalypse, is another example of the rising interest in K-dramas following last year's mega-hit Squid Game. Why am I craving calamari? The widow of Old Dirty Bastard sued Wu-Tang Clan Productions, alleging that the late rapper's estate is owed at least $1 million in unpaid royalties. ODB, whose legal name was Russell Jones, was a founding member of the rap group Wu-Tang Clan, who died of a drug overdose in 2004 at the age of 35. Dirty? Sure. Old? Nah. A UK zoo is calling in the big guns to get its monkeys some sexual healing. A Marvin Gaye impersonator doing his best to get the primates in the mood. The Trenton Monkey Forest in England is doing mating season big this year, hiring the singer to perform some classic Marvin hits, naturally, including Let's Get It On. That should get them to monkey around.
Idiot of the Week!
Nick Cannon shared a photo of himself standing next to a vending machine stocked with condoms. He's expecting his 8th child with Bree Tiasi, having revealed that his son with model Alyssa Scott died from brain cancer at 5 months old. The vending machine is rumored to have been sent by comedian Kevin Hart. Hope Cannon uses it. Idiot! Simon Leviev, a.k.a. the Tinder Swindler, will have a harder time finding new victims on dating apps because he's been booted. Match Group, owners of OkCupid, Hinge, and Match, says that Simon has been banned from all their properties. He's still living the high life, though, and offering his services as a consultant. See this POS on the Tinder Swindler on Netflix. Billie Eilish noticed one of her fans in the audience at her concert having trouble breathing and needing an inhaler. Luckily, Billie actually had one on hand and instructed the stage crew to get it to her ASAP. While the fan was being attended to, Billie took a shot at Travis Scott, saying, quote, "I wait for people to be okay before I keep going," unquote. Boom. Green Day's Billy Joe Armstrong says one of his prized cars and a bunch of band gear were stolen recently, and now we've learned cops are on the case. The stolen car was a white two-door 1962 Chevy Nova. Also taken were two electric guitars and an amp. Hopefully, the police will be able to find and arrest those American idiots. Bruno Mars and Anderson .Paak's R&B duo Silk Sonic are skating their way into Fortnite Battle Royale game. In partnership with Atlantic Records, Epic Games is bringing Silk Sonic into Fortnite with 70s-inspired outfits in the duo's signature style and a player tournament. Silk Sonic outfits and accessories are available in Fortnite's item shop now. Groovy!
The Trash Bin.
The husband of Nicki Minaj, Kenneth Petty, is not a nice guy. Petty admitted to having sex with Jennifer Hoff, the woman who accused him of raping her in 1994, but claims that the sex between them was consensual. She recently slapped the couple with a civil suit, accusing them of harassment and intimidation. She's also received death threats from Nicki's fans. Ugh.
The news wrap-up.
Snapchat stock jumped 42% on news of its first net profit ever. Amazon Prime's U.S. price is increasing by 17% to $139 per year. Apple is preparing a low-cost iPhone and iPad for a March launch. Tesla cut a steering component from some cars to deal with the chip shortage. Despite what you say, Elon, people still need to steer your cars.
And now, this week's number ones.
The number one movie.
Death on the Nile is tops of the box office.
The number one album.
The Encanto soundtrack is still the best-selling album.
The number one app.
PlayerUnknown's Battlegrounds remains the top paid app.
The number one book.
Red-Handed by Peter Schweitzer remains the top nonfiction book for the second week.
Grammy-winning, multi-platinum band Imagine Dragons has teamed up with Grammy-nominated East Atlanta-based rapper J.I.D. on the epic, electrifying new single, Enemy. The standalone single is the theme song for the Netflix animated series Arcane, which is inspired by the most played multiplayer online video game, League of Legends. Arcane is also Riot Games' first series for television. The song is about reconciling internal conflict in a world where it feels impossible to trust even yourself, and like the series, is meant to be both personal and a critique of a society that seems intent on creating division. It packs a strong message, and we love it. Here's Imagine Dragons featuring J.I.D. with the song of the week, Enemy.
I wake up to the sounds of the silence that allows for my mind to run around with my ear up to the ground. I'm searching to behold the stories that I told when my back is to the world that was smiling when I turned.
That's Imagine Dragons featuring J.I.D. with the song of the week, Enemy. Visit us on Facebook at facebook.com/LASpins. You know, with a Z. And that's what's happening in L.A. and Hollywood. For L.A. Spins, I'm Peter Reynolds. So long from the City of Angels.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.